Chapter 7, Foundations of Evidence and Procedure. Chapter Outline. Volume 1, Chapter 7. 7.1, The Facts and the Law. 7.2, Introduction to Evidence. 7.3, Evidence and Procedure. 7.4, Court Rules. 7.5, Hearsay. 7.6, Privileged Communication. 7.7, Social Media. 7.8, Remote Working. Chapter 7, Introduction. Procedures Determine Admissibility of Evidence. This chapter strategically links evidence and procedure together. As you progress through this program, you will learn that many skills and concepts are interlinked. Evidence is about facts, finding facts, analyzing facts. Evidence is that which tends to establish or discredit a fact. Procedures are about the process of court hearings and trials regarding evidence. Procedures in the forms of court rules are also about getting facts admitted for trial or trying to prevent other facts from being admitted for trial. As we will see, administrative hearings are also governed by procedures in the form of administrative rules. This chapter begins with the relationship between facts and law, an overview of evidence, and the basic types of evidence. We will then introduce the basic procedural mechanism courts use to administer hearings and trials, court rules. Finally, we will discuss two types of court rules that can be used to prevent evidence from being admitted, even if that evidence is relevant to the matter before the court: rules on hearsay and privileges. Evidence will eventually relate to not just procedure and court rules, but also investigation, interviewing, legal research, and even legal writing. Let's get started. In this chapter, evidence, rules of court, hearsay and privileges. 7.1, the facts and the law. The law uses facts to seek the truth. Sidebar, evolving landscape, a digital world. Consider the following scenarios. A wife and mother disappears without a trace, leaving only the children and the father. A politician is alleged to have lied about his taxes. During a divorce, a wife alleges physical abuse inflicted by her husband. As you read the above, ask yourself, what evidence could exist? There is certainly physical evidence that would be helpful. Is there evidence of blood? Are there tax returns? Are there photographs detailing injuries? There is potential oral evidence. What do the children say? Did anyone witness malfeasance? Did anyone witness the abuse? There is another category of evidence. Today, it is almost impossible to imagine a case that does not involve some form of digital or electronic evidence, such as, can cell phone tower data track a missing person's movements? Are there electronic bank records? Is there any closed circuit surveillance video? Electronic evidence can be a cross between oral and physical evidence. It is the cutting edge of evidentiary procedure and research. Evidence, just the facts. Two elements make up the fabric of litigation, facts and law. Ultimately, the court will decide how the law applies to the facts. The attorney and paralegal must try to anticipate the relevant legal issues and persuade the court through research and subsequent legal arguments. Legal research will aid a lawyer in anticipating what law could apply to the facts. Legal research is discussed extensively in Volume 2. However, before the applicable law can be researched, the relevant facts to which the law will eventually apply must be ascertained. When we are talking about facts, we are talking about evidence. Because when facts are presented at court in support of a client's position, those facts become evidence. Evidence is information that tends to prove or disprove a fact in question. Even after finding evidence, many questions must be answered before trial. How much weight will a given piece of evidence carry? What is the difference between direct and circumstantial evidence? Which evidence would be admissible? All of these questions involve a very important aspect of the law, procedure. Evidence and procedure are close relations. There are specific procedures for civil cases, criminal cases, and even subject matter cases such as bankruptcy, domestic relations, and probate. A paralegal with a foundational understanding of evidence and evidentiary procedure will be a more valuable employee.